1 Eastern Time. And these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, I've done my bit for this hour. Yes. Anyway, we're past the point of no return. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Nathaniel Mayer, a track originally released on the Fortune label in 1962. Well, I got news for you. Off the best of thing he called Village of Love came out in 1996 on Gold Dust. Before that, Caroline Monroe. Yes, that Caroline Monroe. She was about 17 when she sang at This Sporting Life, originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1967. Right off the compilation, Reflections came out in 2001 on RPM. She makes the, now she's making the Comic-Con circuit. For that, Billy Muir did Haunted Guitar. That's the B-side to The Answer to the Flying Saucer, which James Porter played on his hoodoo party last Saturday afternoon, if you missed it. Came out in 1956 on the Cosmic label. Before that, we kicked off the set with The Atlantics. Not The Atlantics from Boston I played earlier, but The Atlantics from East L.A., man. And Beaver Shot came out originally on the Rampart label in 1965. I got off the East Side Sound compilation. Came out in 1996 on Dionysus. Coming up in this hour will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
My love, she's still smiling to me. Don't you know she wants to cry? She found out that I don't love her. All the things I said were lies. She cannot turn me loose, oh no. Everything she's doing, love to her lovesick mind out from above. My love, she's a poorly girl. She just can't grow with me. When I say I want to love, she just says you must wait and see. She cannot turn me loose, oh no.
me know, for Christ's sake.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard a band called the JJ do a song, Today I'm Gay. I got off the compilation Dutch Beat Explosion. Came out in 1999 on Distortions. The original release was on the Philips label in the Netherlands in 1966. For that, the Wonder Who, which was the A-side, the Four Seasons doing Don't Think Twice. And the B-side, I believe, was like the Bob Crew, whatever. The name of the track was called Sassy. Came out in 1965, came out in Philips in this country. For that, you heard the Countdown 5. To Candy, a previously unreleased track, was recorded in 1967. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Texas in the 60s, Volume 1. Countdown 5 did a song there among you garage Nazis would know, Uncle Kirby from Brazil. Well, that Smith from the from their album, a band called Smith, and their rendition of I Just Want to Make Love to You came out in 1969 on ABC Dunhill. And before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Young Rascals from the self-titled LP, Good Lovin', 1966 on Atlantic. Ah, what happened? What a dummy I am. Here we go. See what happened. There we go. Said error. I thought I was going to have to shut down and everything. Anyway, for the Young Rascals, we kicked off the set with the Telltale Hearts from 1984. Their self-titled LP came out on Vox. Their track was called From Above. Well, why don't we get back into it? Got a whole bunch of music to play. I'm sure you'd rather hear that than me. These are the Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
We'll be right back. about to see a preview of the most fantastic advance ever to be made in the history of motion picture entertainment, called HypnoVista. It is a psychological technique whereby you, seated in the auditorium, actually become part of the action you see on the screen. Well, let me show you something. You will feel absolutely no pain at all. How do you feel?
Fine, thank you.
Well, thank you, young lady. We'll get back to removing the needles in just a few moments. This is the power of suggestion. So I suggest that you see this motion picture. See and actually feel. We'll be right back.
the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, a couple of tracks caught me off guard. I usually preview them and say whether it's a cold ending or a warm ending or a fade or whatever, and I, you know, just didn't really pay attention to it and got caught short a couple of times. So what are you going to do? But anyway, for the last time, backing me up, February's Talk Break Bed, Sam Spence directing the Munich Symphony Orchestra, and a track that would be labeled the Over the Hill Gang from the box set Autumn Thunder, came out in 2004 on NFL Films. I recommend you get it. You don't have to be a football fan to appreciate the music. It's really good. Anyway, just heard a band called the RPMs do White Lightning. It's frightening. Nothing like the song J.P. Richardson wrote. And off a compilation, Pebbles Volume 17. It was originally released in 1966 on the Ambassador label. Before that, the Ambertones did Cruise, a track originally released on the Newman label in 1965. After compilation, Twist and Rumble, Volume 2. Before the Hypno Vista Trail, you heard a band called... a girl group called the Velvetones, the Velvet Ones. I always want to say tones, like something tones. I say the Velvet Ones. Hairy Lumpty Bump. Well, that's like a lot of us old guys out there. Anyway, I got off the compilation Big Itch Volume 8 on Mr. Manicotti. It was originally released on the Verve label. Verve. Think about that for a minute. 1967. Without the Buttons. Did I've Been Looking, a track originally released on the Pentagon label. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 1 and 2 CD. Came out 3 years ago almost now on Crypt. And we kicked off the set with somebody called Peggy Sue, and no woman can hold them too long. Sort of played that around the Dick Cannonball. Dick Cannonball, but it wasn't. I had those other two songs in my head. I played. Came out 1969 on Decca. Well, we got about 18 minutes to go. Well, let's get on with it. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Go with you.
7:56 p.m. and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the evening, and then we'll be done with each other. Just heard a band called The, T-H-E-E, not The Head Coats, or The This, or The That. The, and there you go. I got the compilation, English Freak Beat Volume 3. Came out on AIP in 1989. The original release was in 1965 on the UK Decca label. For that, you heard The Essex and Pray for Surf. Originally released on the Best label, far be it for me to disagree, in 1963. I got off the compilation Lost Legends of Surf Guitar Volume 1. Came out in 2003 on Sundays. Before that, you heard Grace Slick and the Great Society do Nature Boy, captured live around 1966. I got off a Great Society Volume 2, came out in 1968 on Columbia. Before that, the Mystery Men did I Got a Feeling, came out on the Siva label in 1966. And I got it off of the compilation You Treated Me Bad, came out in, let's see. Oh, what the heck happened here? There we go. All right. Anyway. Treat Me Bad. Came out on the Siva label in 1966. And we kicked off the set with the Denims. I believe they are the White Ship Denims. And Salty Dog Man. Originally released on the Cavort label in 1966. I got off the compilation Fuzz, Flakes, and Shakes, Volume 2. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure was mine. I'm going to leave you off with a little bit of travel music. Take care.